Okay, so in this podcast, we are going to talk about two topics. The original topic is just the NRA, and that's going to take the majority of this podcast. But if you want to hear our opinion on the Gillette commercial, please skip to minute 55. That's where it starts. Thank you.
Welcome to another... I forgot the word for episode.
Don't press pause. Okay, well, okay.
Should we say it at the same time?
Sure. Welcome to another episode of Kemosabe Squared.
On this episode, we're going to be tackling the subject of the NRA.
And guns in America.
Yeah. And also party polarization in America. Republicans against Democrats.
Democrats versus Republicans.
Let's get into it.
All right.
So, there's been a lot of talk about the NRA. Not so much recently, but definitely a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after that Parkland shooting.
Oof.
Yeah, people are calling for them to have stricter laws against semi-automatics. And, well, now I think, I'm pretty sure bump stocks are illegal right now. But back when they weren't, a lot of people wanted there to be many more restrictions or even a law against bump stocks. But now I'm pretty sure there's a law against them. So,
well, I mean, it's understandable. It's in the way where it's like, oh man, all these guns, you know, are being used to hurt people and whatnot. Maybe we should, you know, people want less of them to be around, essentially.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. It's just whether or not you agree with that logic. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I definitely think there's a lot of talking that needs to be done between people on both sides, because people think about things. You know, when they think about them, they're completely different from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of coming together to work it out or even just talk it through, they just kind of shun the other side and say, that's our enemy.
Just, I'm right. That's it.
But there's so many other enemies in the world. Why are you picking your own country?
That's true. It's kind of like we're having our own civil war without the whole... Well, actually, with the whole guns thing. But
with the whole guns,
yeah, thing. We're a civil war with guns this time. Not shoot, no. Well, we are shooting. Okay, no, this is just a civil war. It's just we're just having a civil war.
No.
It's not as bad as before. It's not good either. All right,
just no, not even close. not even the analogy. Not even no.
It's think about it. What's the difference between the Civil War then and the Civil War
now? Racism.
Oh my gosh.
Slavery.
Dang. I mean, like, you're not wrong, but at the same time. Okay, but yeah, guns, America, people's opinions.
Okay, so basically, instead of hearing these two Joe Schmoes talking about guns this whole time, we thought we'd bring up a video from the NRA, because just recently I got an ad on one of my YouTube videos I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my video, I was just watching a video. And it was just an ad for the NRA, and I watched it and I was like, this is completely false. Like, how can... It's the representative, Dana Loesch, or Dana Lash, whatever the heck her name is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her on TV, and it's like, oh, she's representing the NRA, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, she's trained to say stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she never really says anything too out of line.
Mm-hmm.
She might not answer a question completely now and then, but since she's trained on what to say and everything, she doesn't really say things too much out of line. But now, when it's their own ad, let me tell you. I mean, there's probably many people that agree with it, but I don't know.
I mean, I haven't seen the ad yet, so I'm not entirely... I get what you're saying, but I don't get what you're saying.
Well, you're about to. I'm going to bring it up.
I'm about to. Ooh. All right, so what exactly is this video called again?
Well, this source says, does the NRA ad go too far? So this is from someone on YouTube who thinks they have gone too far already.
Mm-hmm.
And they posted this. So we're going to watch another video actually from the official NRA page. But I couldn't find this one on their actual page, so I thought I'd just play it from this channel.
From the source.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia, homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs.
Okay, so right off the bat, she's pulling riots out, and she's using those extremist riots that happen. Yeah, most of them were on the left, but that doesn't necessarily dictate what the whole Democratic Party thinks. And to pull that out, it's a horrible, I mean, how can you, okay, if I were on the left right now, I'd just pull out the name Hitler, or how about the KKK? Those are extremist right groups. It doesn't make Republican Party meaningless or stupid. That just means that those extremist right groups are dead wrong. To pull out these extremist left groups and just say, oh, look, everybody's against us. Let's fight for freedom. No. Like, come on, man. Seriously.
I see what you're saying. And I guess a way to put it in perspective is where, you know, out of like all the different opportunities or things you could have shown here, you're showing these specific ones that don't exactly happen all the time. But
they definitely know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know that this isn't the whole Democratic Party, but they want Republicans to hate Democrats. That's what they want, because that way there can be less talking done. They can sell more guns and less legislation happens against them. I'm sure that's what they want. And this is all speculation right now, but still, I'm sure that's what they want.
To make more separation between people.
Yeah. I mean, if there's more separation in the government, less happens. Think about it that way.
Civil war. I mean, like, there even was a part. No. Think about it. In the video, there even was a part where it said, this is war. That was one of, like, the signs that they had up and, like, highlighted. It's like, boom, look at this. This is a war. And if things keep going the way they are, maybe we could have one.
I hope we don't.
I hope we don't either. But like people especially who are trying to separate others and basically make them in these two specific, like, you can't have an opinion otherwise than this or this. And if you're not in either one of those, then you're excluded from both of them. And you're kind of just on your own.
Yeah. I also like how she pulls out the police thing.
Mm-hmm. The police thing?
Like, she's like, and then there's nothing left but for the police to do their job. Yeah, that's their freaking job. That's what they signed up for. That's what we pay for them to do. Yeah.
It's like, oh, and by the way, those
riots, they didn't start off as riots. Guess whose fault those riots were? Yeah, the people who were rioting, but also maybe the cop who shot the black kid or whatever it was.
Riots always have started from something, or they stemmed from something.
Because very few cops, or at least what I think, very few cops are actually racist or whatever, but then these things happen, and then boom, everyone hates the police force, and that shouldn't happen. Mm. You know what I mean? But
yeah. It's kind of like reverse racism, where it's like, oh, dang it, you know, they're saying that, you know, this one person does this thing, that means that all of that group is now horrible. One cop does something, then everybody now hates the police.
Yeah. It's really, I don't know.
It's not good, essentially. You know, it's not something that we as people who are trying to respect everyone should be doing.
Okay. I'm going to play the rest of this ad real quick.
All right.
See if I forget what the rest is.
And stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Oh, man, she can use big words. She's smart.
I am the National Rifle Association.
I am the association.
Dang.
They're going against me. I am the National Rifle Association. See all those big words at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think wrote that? How much you want to bet it was her? By her lonesome.
About by her lonesome.
Late at night, thinking of the best words she can come up with.
Cold coffee in hand.
Cold coffee. Yeah, she's been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It started off hot.
Dang. I mean, like, she's putting in the effort, but at the same time, words are words.
I don't know. I think she's dead wrong. she labels the whole left as this one group. And I'm more conservative. It's, you know.
It's like, this ain't right, chief.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Like, seriously. But, I don't know. To label the whole other side of that. Mm. You know, that's exactly what they complain about. They're like, how can all these black guys say that every white person is inherently racist? Which I don't believe. I don't believe white people are inherently racist.
No.
But she's like, at least a lot of Republicans and conservatives say that, especially, and me too. But then as soon as this happens, they're like, oh, because that one leftist did this. They're all rioters. They all go out in the streets with bricks and throw them in store windows and steal clothes and do all that kind of crap. But as soon as someone labels her a white Republican as whatever, she's like, oh, how dare you?
How dare you? And not to mention, she kept on using the word they. She wasn't identifying a specific group of people. She was saying they as in, like, all of them. You know, just fitting them all into sort of one category.
Kind of like saying, this is us. Everyone who disagrees with us is them. And they are the ones causing everything that we don't like.
Yeah, it's like, who's, so it's like a child saying that. It's like, they did the thing over them, and then they hit, yeah. Like, it doesn't.
He stole my Lego, and he's white. Therefore, all white people steal Legos.
No. Not the red one.
We've been talking about racism this whole time. What about Legoism?
Legoism. The worst kind of ism. No, but, like, think about it. Like, in school, for us, since we're both in high school, wait, if we were to write on a paper and use, you know, like...
Sorry, I'm pulling up the next video.
We are. But if we were to, you know, use words as they and us and not really identify what we're talking about and use specific examples,
yeah,
we would fail. Like, that's kind of how we're brought up, to be like, hey, remember to list your facts and your sources. Why? When did people stop doing this?
Well, I'm sure they list all their sources.
But what sources are we talking about here?
Fox News.
The most credible news source on earth, obviously.
More credible than seeing it. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang.
No. I'm sorry to whoever's listening, but I do not believe Fox and CNN are even close to reliable sources.
I mean, like, this might not be, like, a credible source, but I pulled up my computer, you know, just in case we ever need to search up anything, and, like, on a tab where it shows, like, you know, random lists of news sources and whatnot. One of them, I think it was, yeah, Washington Examiner. That sounds credible. I'm not sure.
Never heard of it. So
I've never heard of it either.
Whatever
so.
You say next, let's not put too much into it.
Don't think too much into this. Like, maybe you do or know or not if the Washington Examiner is credible. But they're saying that Fox had to apologize for Ginsburg's death, essentially, saying that she had died. And I'm thinking here,
Who screwed that one up?
Yes. Did they have people on their team just like, hey, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she, you know, she's a bit close there. What if, here's a genius idea. Let's say that she's dead and then hope to God that she dies the moment we put up this article. Genius.
That was a loud clap. I might have to edit that afterwards.
I apologize, folks. Your poor ears. I'm so sorry.
Next thing that you know, they're going to be like, Betty White has died. And you're going to be like, what now? Which is close enough. I mean, when else were you going to expect this? Okay, I'm going to start playing the next ad. This one's... I don't remember this one as much.
We are witnesses to the most ruthless attack on a president and the people who voted for him and the free system that allowed it to happen.
You're right. It is a free system, so let them frickin' talk.
Dang.
It's an attack on our president. It's speech. Are you really saying? It's the same people who are like, hate speech doesn't exist. I guess not when it's against you now, is it? Like, seriously, like, oh my God.
Promoting freedom of speech while saying, it's like, guys, we have the freedom to say whatever we want. Now shut up.
Like, oh my goodness. How much more contradictory can Dana be? Honestly.
American history. From the highest levels of government to their media, universities, and billionaires, their hateful defiance.
I just want to point out
The
most ruthless attacks on the president. I guess not the president, but I was thinking the king back when they revolted.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most ruthless going against, they freaking revolted and started their own civilization.
Oh yeah, they're just like, I'm
isn't
out.
That American history? But that's a king, not a president. So term, the words that she used,
different back in the day.
I'm sure there might be a president that people hated just as equally.
Something to ponder about.
Oh well, might never know. We'll know after this podcast is done.
Science of his legitimacy is an insult to each of us.
Wait, can I just back that up real quick? Wait,
hold on.
From the highest levels of government to their media, universities, and billionaires, their hateful defiance of his legitimacy.
I want to pause it right there. Isn't Donald Trump the one that said that Obama wasn't from America and that he couldn't be president? Isn't that an assault against his legitimacy?
Absolutely claps. Oh my gosh.
Like, how much more? Did you do any research before making this video?
Check your sources, man. Come on, man.
Oh my goodness. But as soon as this is against your candidate, oh my goodness, I cannot let that happen, sir. Oh my goodness.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Stupid people.
Is an insult to each of us. But the ultimate insult is that they think we're so stupid that we'll let them get away with it. These saboteurs slash.
Is that a threat? Like, you want to talk bad on my president? I'm the Rifle Association. I've got a gun.
It's like, I'm just chillaxing, watching YouTube. All of a sudden, this lady's coming at me just like, chill.
You voted for Hillary Rodham Clinton? Oh, that was your first mistake.
Oh my god.
Let's play this again.
Pushing away with their leaks and sneers, their phony accusations and gagging sanctimony, drive their daggers through the heart of our future, poisoning our belief that honest custody of our institutions will ever again be possible, so they can then build their utopia from the ashes of what they burned down. No, their fate will be failure, and they will perish in the political flames of their own fires. We are the National Rifle Association.
Okay. So
we I can feel your just absolute disappointment in this woman.
I am disappointed because people like this get to represent the National Rifle Association and just make the whole thing look like an idiot.
No.
The thing can't be it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, representation is everything.
And she's the representative.
Yeah, it's like
oh my goodness. You see, every time at the end of this ad she pulls out all these big words to sound smart.
You know, the analogies, though, and the we and their and our. I was like, dang, she's really trying to relate to, you know, all those.
She's like, I am you. You are us.
Yeah.
I'm like, fight against those stupid Democrats.
Yeah, it's like freedom of choice. Excuse me.
Okay, so this one's more serious because it's basically the shooting survivor. I don't know if you want to watch this or not, but.
No, we can.
It's basically Dana talking to the students who survived Parkland shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Except this one, I'm not going to be pointing out as much as what Dana says. I'm going to be pointing out more what the audience says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I feel like even if Dana doesn't like the Democratic Party, she was trained enough to be there and be polite when she was there.
Mm-hmm.
She can believe whatever she wants behind a closed door, but the fact that she was polite when she was there, and you'll see what I mean in a minute.
You know, like
I think it's fine.
People change depending on who they're around. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so, but like her ads are a lot different than what she's doing here because she's representing the NRA and she has to be very careful about what she says, especially because if people don't like the NRA, and especially something that after that, a lot of legislation could change if people start to go against the NRA. So I'm thinking how to put this because, I don't know, maybe when she was writing those ads or whatever, she just kind of go in with the flow of trying to get you to join the NRA or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation, she's polite. She doesn't answer a lot of the questions at first. And I'm pulling it up right now. You'll see what I mean.
She's dodging questions.
Well, at least one of them. But I'm going to be pointing out the people. I'm not going to point out the victims because they went through a lot. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like that area that you're like, okay, we can stay away from that.
I mean, there's things that I disagree with them for sure, but I feel like that era is over.
Yeah,
many people have gone after them. I don't feel like we should be one of those people.
Yeah,
they've had their fair share of people going after them. I'm going to be pointing out.
They need a break, essentially.
Let's just say the one person that I really like in this is the moderator, because he says like two things, and I really agree with them both, which is just be quiet.
Okay. All right, let's take it here.
It's a long one, so I'm going to skip through a lot of it.
All right.
I want you to know that we will support your two children in the way that we will not. You will not. The shooter at our school obtained weapons that he used on us legally. Do you believe that it should be harder to obtain the semi-automatic and weapons and the modifications for these weapons to make them fully automatic like bump stocks?
Okay, so this is the question that she ducks a lot. But luckily, I think it's Emma Gonzalez. I don't really remember. I think it's Emma Gonzalez, but pretty sure. Luckily, she goes back and asks her again. And that's one of the things that you can be like, okay, this girl, you know, she's pretty brave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's going up in front of thousands of people. I mean, it isn't CNN, so everyone there agrees with her, but still, she's brave enough to go. She's brave enough to go up in front of thousands of people, and I'm pretty sure this was live when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to find the truth.
Yeah, she's trying to expose. Because, like, the NRA is a lobbying group, so their main goal is to get Republicans in office and keep legislation to make the money. But I don't know. Okay.
Well, first off, Emma, I want to applaud you for standing up and speaking out. And for anyone who has ever criticized you or any of these students up here, including people who have been on my side of this issue, I don't think that anyone should deny you your voice or deny you your position because you are young.
We want to thank you for
that. I was a very politically active teen.
I just want to point out how different she is from those ads to now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. But at the same time, tone has to change. You know, she's trying to be a lot more of assertive and aggressive, I would assume.
Yeah,
trying to
get her
point across. But yeah. Here she's trying to be more, like, I guess, consoling and being like, hey.
Well, because she's been trained to do this. She's a representative of the NRA. I'm sure she's been trained to be like, don't say anything unless you really have to. Because this is such a delicate situation. I mean, this is a while ago. So, I mean, it's not as not as important anymore. It was one of those things that just kind of blew over. It just took a little more time, which sucks. That kind of stuff can just blow over that quick.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened, and it's going to happen. You know, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Teenager, and I'm on this stage as a result of that. Think of how far you all could go as a result of voicing your beliefs. Now, I want to answer your question.
Sorry, took me a while to say something. I'm just trying to think of how to phrase it. The people there's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm, yeah. This is live, too, so.
Yeah, but they all hate Dana. And it's really annoying, because they don't let her speak a couple of times. It's kind of like, what people fight against. Like, people against themselves, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They say they don't like how polar the country is, and then they yell at someone when they try to speak.
They're hypocrites, essentially. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. That's couldn't think of the word, thanks.
But, I got you.
I don't know. These people, and you'll see it, it's way more evident later in the clip, but here, let's watch it.
And I want to be allowed the opportunity, which is why I am here, to talk and have this discussion with you all and answer these questions. This is why I came down here. I don't believe that this insane monster should have ever been able to obtain a firearm. Ever. I do not think that he should.
Okay, so I'm just going to skip ahead because basically she says, I don't think he should have gotten it. And then Emma says, I think that's her name. If I'm saying this wrong, it's going to be really embarrassing. But she basically goes again like, well, what's your stance on it? And she says, well, I think the DOJ already made that decision. So, like, the government already made that decision on what happens with bump stocks. She never answers about semi-automatic weapons, on whether or not it should be stricter to obtain one.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say that her opinion on the bump stocks is the same as what was just put into law, however you say that. Sorry.
Yeah. May I just point out that her ability to dodge this question is just incredible. Because, like, she asked the question and then she kind of just went on this.
What's her name? Emma Gonzalez. She doesn't fall for it.
She's smart enough to realize that she's trying to duck this question, so she asks again. I feel like a lot of people up there would be so staged. They would be frightened of all the people watching them. They would just forget what they even asked. I mean, but this girl, she just keeps going.
Yeah, so she's smart, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with her on a couple things, but I can say that.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion on that, but yeah, in terms of character, good job on them.
I think this is standing up for them. Okay, this guy.
And they spoke about that before Attorney General Jeff Sessions made an announcement about that too. So that answers your question with that.
Okay, so this is the sheriff guy that was there. I don't know his name. It never says his name. At least I don't think so.
His name. It
might
say
his name very soon. The moderator might say it. Mm-hmm. But they have a sheriff there who doesn't support the NRA, which I think is fine. I mean, I don't know if I would support the NRA because it's a lobbying group.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheriff's there, and what he says, oh my gosh, it's the most cowardly answer.
What the sheriff says?
Yeah, what the sheriff says. You'll listen.
Okay.
I might be part of the problem or something, but I think what he says is one of the most cowardly things I've heard.
Well, let's hear it.
Jack, for a second, though, and I understand you're standing up for the NRA, and I understand that's what you're supposed to do, but you just told this group of people that you are standing up for them. You're not standing up for them until you say, I want less weapons.
I think that's a coward response. Let me tell you why.
Okay, yeah, because I need some explanation here.
He says, you say that you're here with the NRA, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's definitely there just representing the NRA. She doesn't have much concern for what happens as long as it doesn't affect the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could happen, but if it doesn't affect the NRA, she doesn't care. She's her sole point, and her sole reason for being there is to represent the NRA.
And protect it.
And protect it. Which I think is fine. What he said there is fine. But then he goes on to say, you aren't... You know what? Let's play this again.
You're supposed to do. But you just told this group of people that you are standing up for them. You're not standing up for them until you say, I want less.
I want less.
You're not standing up for them unless you say, I want less weapons.
Oh, okay. I see.
That is the most cowardly response, especially in a game with CNN, where every single person around you thinks like that and thinks that, oh, if unless you have less weapons in the U.S., it's going to be safe. It won't be safer. It's like, that is such a response. He just wants everyone to be like, yeah, Sheriff Daniel, we all love you. It's like, oh my goodness.
It's sort of like redirecting, you know, I guess, redirecting the blame, essentially, where it's like, it's not anybody else's fault, but yours.
You know how we're talking about how Dana's ad kind of makes it out to seem like anyone who disagrees with that side of you is against them? It's exactly what this Sheriff Dan guy is doing. It's not his name. Daniel's not his name, but I'm just going to call him Sheriff Dan because I like the name. But anyway, that's exactly what he's doing. And it's like... It's again, come on, dude. That's like, because, like, it's such a coward response to say that. It's like, I mean, you don't protect these kids unless you agree with exactly how I think. And unless you do that, wait, actually, I think he says, like, and unless you say that, me and Emma are calling BS or something, I think. Wait, this way. I think some kid just was like, go, Billy. But he's just standing in the crowd like... Yeah, Billy. Yeah, he's my hero, guys.
Wait, Billy?
I don't know. I think he said Billy. I can't tell.
His first name's Dan, middle name Billy, last name Sheriff.
These people want three things, and I come here tonight with 39 years in law enforcement. I've Baker Acted people. I've taken weapons from people. The men and women I've worked with for almost 40 years, we know how to keep America safe. Number one, we have to take weapons out of the hands of people that suffer from mental illness. We have to expand the Baker Act. We have to be able, when police encounter someone, Emma, when police encounter someone who is going through a mental illness, we don't only have to wait, well, we shouldn't have to wait until they are a danger to themselves or someone else.
I just want to point out, what is considered not waiting? Just going up to them and being like, are you mentally insane? And then if he doesn't respond or does respond or whatever, just be like, hi, I'm taking your guns. Does he realize that there has to, you have to go through court? Doesn't he realize that in this country we have rights?
There's process to everything.
Yeah, you can't just be like, hey, you seem not fit to own a gun. This guy doesn't seem fit enough to put his pants on. Like, seriously.
Come on, dude. That insult. You're like, I get what you mean, and it's unfortunate because he's claiming something. He's claiming a reality that we can't have.
He's saying all this crap because he's in the room full of 3,000 CNN advocates.
He's in the moment. He hasn't really thinking about, you know, what it really means. You know,
that's why it's a coward response. If he put any kind of thought into what he's saying, he might have a different, maybe even sound a little bit intelligent.
I think it's less of a coward response and more of a somewhat ignorant. You know what I mean? Like, he was unaware.
It's a bitch response is what it is.
Sheriff Dan.
Sheriff Dan, come on, dude.
Step up your game. But like, for him to ask,
I feel like if he was here, he'd just own me right now. Freaking owned.
He's like, that's it, no guns.
Sucks. He also is like, yeah, I've Baker acted people and I've taken people's guns away. And I've done all this crap. I've seen the stuff you don't wish to see. Pulls out the whole, like, you need me on that wall speech. And you know what I mean? I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen the movie?
I have not.
I hate you for not seeing that movie.
Anyway, I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
I'm not telling you now. Anyway, so you have to figure it out. Anyway, but dang. He pulls that out of his ass and he's like, I've done all this, as if that qualifies him any more than it qualifies anybody else.
This is my special training.
Yeah. You don't, like, how, you know what I mean? I don't know. He hasn't seen the larger effect on the country.
He doesn't have all the facts.
He doesn't.
Because he
says, I've taken guns from people. Well, how do we know if they would, like, would they have shot up a school? Has that stopped anything?
Mm-hmm. It's circumstances.
You doing that certainly didn't stop the Parkland kid. You're not the one who took the gun from the Parkland kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep, like, dang, that's actually, if you were to say that, you know, like, I've taken guns from people, and then your response is, well, you didn't take the gun from him. Oh, dang.
I mean, obviously, you won't be able to monitor everyone. I think that's one of the biggest problems with this, because he was in their system. He was in the FBI, and all these people blame the FBI. It's not the FBI's fault. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, you look at them like, why the heck didn't you do anything? If they were in your system, and that's what you are paid to do. You didn't do anything. Obviously, it's not directly it's not directly their fault, and all these people pull that out of their butt too. Is just saying, how dare you say it's the FBI's fault? The only person's fault it is the person who actually did it, who shot up the school. And it's like, I never said it wasn't their fault. I'm just saying we have a system in place to prevent that. Mm. Obviously, there are flaws in that system that we need to fix. To just shoot me down by saying that whatever I'm saying is wrong because I don't believe it's 100% his fault. What's the point of even talking to you then? If you won't even listen to what I'm saying because you already had this image in your head of what I'm already thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the system isn't perfect and it probably is never going to be perfect.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't monitor 300 million people.
Exactly. And not to mention, if we were to sort of like set the sort of plan in place, whether it be, you know, restricting, you know, and having everyone be monitored, like cameras in homes, microphones.
That goes against rights.
Exactly. Not only
also,
that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You want to keep going?
I was just going to finish off by saying where everyone's different opinions, you know, we can't exactly come to a conclusion that everyone would be happy with.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's how our country works. We elect people who we like, and then they make decisions, and that's going to go against the other party for sure, but you have to respect the fact they were elected into office, and they make those decisions. Mm-hmm.
Democracy.
I knew I wasn't going to go here, and I know you don't want to, but can I just talk about Trump for 1 second?
You can go for it.
What I just said there was how we elect people into office and we deal with the decisions that are made.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're going to say, too, but go for it.
Talking about the wall and the government shutdown, I disagree with this, because Trump goes in there and he says, I want this many, I think it was like a couple billion dollars, like $5 billion. I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm going to pull some numbers out of the thin air just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. So Trump said, I want $5 billion, and the Democrats, to keep everything in balance, you know, we have checks and balances, said, we'll give you $3 billion. And he goes, not good enough. Shuts down the government. Everyone's out of a job. Well, sorry. That sounded dumb. Not everyone's out of a job. The essential people are still working without pay, and the non-essential people don't have jobs for now. When they get back, they're obviously going to get paid and all, but still. It just reminds me of like a five-year-old who doesn't like what's going on, so he just takes the ball and goes home. You know what I mean? Like, he goes to play baseball, and they're like, actually, can you not bat right now? He's like, fine, I'll take the bat, and I'll take my ball, and I'm going home. Now none of you butts can play without me. And that's basically what I feel like is happening right now. People elected those Democrats, or they were put into place. Not like, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They were put into place into where they were in their position for a reason. And that's why we have checks and balances. To hold the country at ransom, basically, is what I look at. I'm sure I'm over-exaggerating right now.
No, but I see what you're saying, though.
I just don't agree. I'm sorry. There are a lot of people that do agree with that, and I respect your way of thinking, but I'm sorry, I just don't agree.
You mean in terms of the fact, like, I guess the word would be he's a ball hog, where it's like...
No, that's completely different. That's... No.
No, but you're saying if he, you know, let's say if we're gonna supposed to provide some sort of analogy here, you know, and he took, you know, all the toys that everyone was playing with, you know, and kept them to himself, not allowing anybody to, let's say, have fun or profit off of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's a ball hog.
Guess so. But this is a debate for another topic, and we just went completely off track. I'm sorry about that. Let's go back to this.
We should be able to take them to an institution that's going to examine them and take weapons away from them right then and there at that time.
And Sheriff, you're a member of the NRA, yes? No, you're not a member of the NRA.
Okay. My question is very simple. How do you prove who is mentally incapable of having a gun? Is it a depressed person? How far does the mental illness have to be?
Well,
how do you prove that too? Because this is everyone's response. That's the NRA lady's response is, we don't want anyone mentally insane to have a gun. How do you prove it? Who proves it? Like, what counseling do you go through?
Dang. Well, I mean.
And what if you were proven wrong? What if you're never able to have a gun because some dumbass with a clipboard said you can't? You know what I mean?
Some dumbass with a clipboard. Dang. Well, I mean,
there is no right way of proving that. You know what I mean? There, it's just not happening. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
We'll get this, and I'm probably, there might be something wrong with what I'm saying here because I haven't thought it over completely, but if we were supposed to, like, you knew you had to have a license to own a gun.
Mm-hmm.
What if when part of that, you know, license registration and going through the process is to have, like, a psychiatrical or whatever evaluation?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. My question is, what is...
What determines whether or not you can still have a gun? Like, you could be diagnosed with...
There's a lot of people with mental illness.
Yeah, but, like, you mean, like, what stages of it? Like, if you have depression, but, like, it's very, very light, it's like, nope, that's over. No guns.
What if you're a psychopath? I mean, when people...
What if you're a psychopath?
No, psychopath just means you don't have empathy for other people and you don't have feelings. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to kill people.
I know, but
there are psychopaths all around. You just don't know it.
I'm aware, but like that's, I see what you're saying. But when you say psychopath, just immediately
you just
makes
think
me
of killers.
Yeah, that's immediately what I think of. That's just what comes to mind. But I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, because psychopath is used as a way to refer to crazy people. But it's like,
yeah,
no, like, well, yeah, but no.
They're not crazy. They're just they have a mental illness. It's like isn't it having like
or there's sociopath? There's no way of fixing it. And
yeah, well, there's ways to treat it, but no ways to.
Well, cure I don't even it. Know if there's a way to treat it. How do you treat that?
Hold
how
on,
do
let's find this out. Because you know how there's like a difference between sociopath and psychopath.
Yeah, sociopath is like is about you, and you are willing to go to extreme lengths to make everything about you.
Yeah,
get everything your way. Psychopath is where you literally have no feelings whatsoever.
Hold on, as far as I know. I thought I heard somewhere where, like sociopath, you know, people who lack empathy, you know, they're all about themselves and whatnot.
No, sociopaths aren't the ones that... Maybe a little bit, but
I thought psychopaths and
they definitely have more feeling than psychopaths.
Yeah, but psychopaths are like no feeling whatsoever. Like they don't have morals. Sociopaths have morals, but psychopaths don't.
Yeah, but psychopaths can learn the morals, and they're like, "Oh, I shouldn't do that because that's not what a normal human does."
Hold on, I'm looking this up. You can continue playing the thing.
Well, anyway, what I was gonna say is there is no right way of proving that. You know what I mean? There is no right way of proving whether or not someone is crazy or too crazy to obtain a weapon. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this, when people say, "Well, maybe we should just have a psyche valve," psychiatric evaluation for everyone obtaining a gun. That's an awesome idea. The problem is, it's impractical. Unpractical? Impractical?
Impractical.
Impractical. That's what I said the first time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Still sound like an idiot. Anyway. That's impractical. There's no way of doing that. But the answer is such a good answer that they can say it whenever they want and they get away with it. They get away with saying that because, oh, that's their opinion. Maybe that's not their opinion. What if the NRA lady, maybe that's not her opinion? But she says it because it's such an easy answer. Because it is an easy answer. Just to say, well, let's just have a psych evaluation. Anyone who's too crazy can't have a gun. But who decides what is too crazy to have a gun?
Dang. Well, I mean, there's got to be some sort of standard. But then again, who is supposed to create that standard?
And exactly.
Is that person who's creating the standard a psychopath?
Let's move on.
Wait, hold on. I found the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath by the designated Psychology Today. That's a credible source, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of
it. Okay, well, Psychology Today says that sociopaths, I'll just give you the summary because there's like a paragraph of this, is they do have some form of like emotional or, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Like they have some sort of emotional feeling in them, you know, but it's less. Yeah.
Psychopaths have absolutely no feeling.
Zilch, nada, just no. You know no emotional attachment whatsoever. You know what's something that
I always wanted? I've seen those people who can't feel pain at all.
Yeah.
I wanted that so bad.
No, but like, okay.
But like, you have like mental emotions, but you can't feel physical pain.
Yeah, but at the same time, physical pain is necessary.
You know how good I would be at cross country?
No,
or just keep on running.
You run until like your leg snaps and it's like, huh, my leg's missing. Where'd it go?
You can't feel it though.
Yeah, but you can't feel it, but you're dying. Like, that's the point of physical pain, is to help you from dying. It's like, what if you all of a sudden got sad?
Need my pain so I don't die. Okay, we're going to play this.
It's late.
I want to bring in Diane Wolk Rogers, who teaches AP World History.
I'm not going to bring this lady into it. I'll just give you the gist of it. She basically says, hey, I'm a history teacher. I've seen dead students. Using supporting detail, what's your definition of a well-regulated militia, like it says in the Second Amendment? And then Dana says, well, actually, no, this might actually be, I'm going to just skip through, because this lady takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and father, kiss her.
Sorry.
Dear Robert.
Sorry.
To be a part.
Too sad.
Of Never Again.
No.
So I'd like you to define something for me, because I've wondered about it. And I want to know, what is your definition of a well-regulated militia as stated in the Second Amendment? And using supporting detail, explain to me how... Let me finish. And using supporting detail, explain to me how an 18-year-old with a military rifle is well regulated. And the world, our country, our nation is going to grade your answer.
Let me ask you a question, lady. Tell me what you think about an 18-year-old in the military. Because that happens. That's there. That's in place.
Yeah,
they carry weapons all the time. You don't seem to mention the fact that there's 18-year-olds with AK-47s in other countries fighting for your freedom to stand up there and talk. I mean, obviously, like, I can't go too much against this lady. She's given her response, and I respect her for it, because that's a good question.
What's your definition of a regulated militia?
I'm sorry, man. People, they try and make statements, but then again, you have to consider all the facts. And because we're humans and we make mistakes,
I mean, maybe she does believe that an 18-year-old is too young to be in the military.
That's true. It's her opinion.
Yeah. So, I think if you're 18, you're an adult, you should be able. But that's just my opinion.
Then again, because then there's
feel free to argue with me.
But isn't there the whole, like, you have to be 21 in order to drink as well?
Yeah, but I feel like you should be able to drink at 18 also.
I'm still trying to formulate opinions, so I'll get back to you on that.
I feel like if you can be drafted, I mean, knock on wood, but hopefully we're not going to get drafted. But if we do, you know, 18 years old, being drafted, it happens, and... I mean, it doesn't really happen anymore, really, because...
Probably not in our country, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Well, Israel. Everyone's forced to go in the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it true for North Korea, too?
I don't know. North Korea would suck to live in, though.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like if you're able to get drafted at 18, you should be able to drink. But that's just my opinion.
I can see that, but at the same time, are you considering all the facts?
Like what?
I don't know. Do you have all the facts here? Because, like, what if there is some sort of, like, thing where your body isn't developed enough to handle alcohol?
It might not be, but I don't care.
It's like, oh, who cares?
They seem to do fine in Germany and Italy and France and all those countries. Is it France? They drink, like, wine every single night for dinner?
I'm not sure. Although that fancy as heck, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, remember, like, even the kids. People from my school went on a trip there, and they went there, and then they said, what kind of wine do you want? And they're like, red. They're like, do you want dry or sweet wine? And they didn't even know what any of it meant.
I want crunchy wine.
I want some wet wine. Please and thank you.
What kind of wine's your favorite? Crunchy.
Okay, let's see what Dana's response is.
Well, by all means.
Wait, I'm sorry, I was going to play that, but I just wanted to point out that she basically just said a pun. I'm a history teacher. Using supporting detail. Write me an essay. An English teacher stands up. I want a 5-paragraph APA format. No, MLA format. MLA format. Freaking essay. Write it for me. I'll time your response. The country's going to grade it. We're going to read it on the spot. I'm sorry.
World's greatest pun.
Yeah, the world's greatest pun.
And I want to say as well, as a parent, I see my kids and these students. I see my kids and the students that are here today. What you went through is horrid. I'm not going to pretend to understand what you went through. There are no words for it. It's monstrous. And nobody should have to endure that. I want to answer your question. George Mason was one of the founders, and he said, the militia is the whole of the people. It's every man, it's every woman. That is who the militia is. In the context of the time, a well-regulated militia meant an American man, an American woman, a citizen of the United States of America, who could operate and service their firearm.
How is an 18-year-old, that was in the context of the time.
Yes.
How now is an 18-year-old with a military assault rifle well regulated? Use supporting detail.
Right. He's not. He shouldn't have been able to get a firearm. He should have been barred from getting a firearm.
Use supporting detail. She really is a teacher.
She really is, yeah. Okay.
You can do it.
And as I'm
sorry.
What was that?
Regulated. Use supporting detail.
Right. He's not. He shouldn't have been able to get a firearm. He should have been barred from getting a firearm. And as
I'm sorry.
Dang.
I wasn't going to point out anything about these students, but Emma Gonzalez, I'm pretty sure that's who it is. At least sounds like her, at least. Might not be, but whoever that was, I hope you know that makes you sound unintelligent. Just a shout out in the middle of a debate.
It's not respectful. In that sense,
it's not respectful. It just sounds unintelligent.
That's the thing.
It just kind of debunks, not debunks, but it kind of everything you say after that kind of loses meaning because you just did that.
And arguments nowadays were not, you know, or not arguments, but like when people were trying to have a discussion and it turns into more of a fight where they're just trying to like get on top.
Well, I mean,
of what you're saying.
This whole thing
Mm-hmm.
This kind of exposed whatever. I mean, it seems like, it just seems barbaric. It's thousands of CNN advocates with everyone, and then there's just one person from the Republican side or one person from the NRA on stage surrounded by thousands of people that disagree with it. And they're all shouting out, booing at her and stuff like that every now and then. It just seems so barbaric. I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he should not have been able to. He should not have been able to purchase a firearm.
So what are you, the men, are going to do about it?
What the NRA... Let me answer. If we're here to have a discussion, that's why I'm here. I want you to ask me every question. I want you to give me every question you have.
Let's have some respect. She's here to answer the questions. Let's her answer the questions.
He should, A, never been able to get a firearm. B, people who are crazy should not be able to get firearms. C.
Stop saying crazy. You hear that person?
Now that you pointed out, I did. It's stop like, saying crazy.
Did they not hear Sheriff Dan say crazy? it doesn't sound right when you say the word crazy. That's so offensive. Oh my god.
It really is whoever's in charge of the audience, you know. What's a good example? Because I knew, you know, that old story about whether it's Julius Caesar or whatever. Yeah. And what's his name? Mark Antony?
Mark Antony?
Yeah, how he was able to, control the people, essentially, with his great speech. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you know that story? It's been a while, so I haven't, heard it or read it yet.
What's your point?
Or not yet. My point is, if you are able to, it doesn't matter how right or wrong you are, if you're able to, have control of the audience, then you can go places, you know? You can get people to fight for you, scream out in the middle of a discussion. Like, all depends on how you present yourself and how you can relate to the audience.
Okay, let's watch the rest.
People who are dangerous to themselves and other individuals should not be able to obtain a firearm. There isn't a loophole. It's a criminal act, and that's what we have to start calling it. We have to start, number one, following up on red flags. 39 times in the past year, it was law enforcement or it was social service.
So basically, basically, she just kind of ducks the question. And she goes from what's a well-regulated militia. I don't know. Is there a way to post stuff in the description? Just like, there should be. Mm-hmm. I'll try to post the links for every video that we watch here tonight.
Okay. Tonight.
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 Anyway. She goes from talking about what a well-regulated militia is in the context of the now over to what they can do to stop the people from getting a gun. So, I actually do like this question because what she asked was, what's your definition of a well-regulated militia? And I think what she's trying to get at is, should we revisit how the Second Amendment is either phrased or written? I mean, I don't know. It's a topic to talk about. Because, I don't know, I feel like it could be a possible threat to the Second Amendment if we try to change it anyway, but also at the same time, it's been a couple hundred years. Mm-hmm. Should we revisit some of it at least? I don't know.
I would say so, because if you think about it, when our laws were made, they are made way back in a different time, a different society, essentially. And as much as they are important and we should, uphold them as much as possible, our life is a lot different from what it is now to what it is then. And so maybe it is time to change something, although from what
we would change. You also have to think about it, though, that the reasons they were put in place is to make sure that the government will never get too powerful. And if it does, the people keep that in check. Mm-hmm. So if our guns are taken away from us because whatever is revisited because of how it's ever phrased, and if we can go back, what if there's a time in the future where it is revisited, but in the wrong way?
Yeah.
And every gun right is taken, and every right is taken away, and we're not the America we want it to be.
Yeah.
That is the question. If we are able to open up, to be able to rewrite how it is phrased or how it is written, how will we rewrite it? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's just, I don't think it's something that we are going to be able to answer here on this podcast, or it's probably going to take
many years, and if not many years, maybe will never be answered. But it really just depends on like either the person or the group of people to decide, you know, whether we should change something, and if we are to change it, what would we change it to?
Who decides that, though?
Exactly.
That's, I mean, look, no one like, agrees in the government right now. Just look at the shutdown.
I know. Like, we're not exactly in the greatest spot in terms of agreement amongst people.
I mean, I don't think everyone should agree.
No, they shouldn't.
I think a good healthy amount of disagreement is needed in a good functioning free society.
Yeah, it leaves room for change, which is what's always going to be happening. We shouldn't specifically always stick to something.
And it keeps everyone in balance.
Yeah, as long as it's respectful, you know, disagreement.
It definitely isn't respectful right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not that it's like, oh no, people have differing opinions. No! Like, that's perfectly fine and okay, and everyone should.
Every time you scream, like, you just scream the word no, I just see this giant spike in the audio. Like, we're just, like, softly talking and then, no!
Want me to clap again?
No.
Dang.
So, that's basically, do you have anything else to say about that?
No, I got nothing else to add.
Should we just make the Gillette commercial a second podcast, or we just talk about it now? I think we can talk about it. We're only like an hour in. We can just add in one quick topic.
All right. Well, is it going to be quick, though? Guess we're just about to find out. Let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we disagree on this, don't we?
We do? The Gillette commercial? Oh, no.
Like,
we
you really liked it, and I was just kind of like, it's a little bit sketchy at times.
Well, that's because you said it was sketchy because you made me aware of something that I didn't know about before, but at first you thought it was funny.
Oh, I still think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I do too. I just think it's good and hilarious at the same time.
I'm going to try to pull it up. You keep talking about it.
All right, so I don't want to say too much about the Gillette commercial. I personally thought it was like, oh, this is cool. You know, it's a change of pace, which I wasn't expecting. But at the same time, after I was somewhat enlightened by what, you know, my comrade over here told me.
Comrade,
it was my Kimusabi friend over here. It was kind of hilarious.
The power of one. Anyway,
Kimusabi to the
so,
power of one.
I first watched this. I thought it was hilarious to think that this is a shaving ad.
I know, it's a shaving commercial. It's unexpected. What's that?
I watched The Young Turks, which I think are complete dumbasses.
Who?
It's a like more progressive news source.
Mm-hmm.
But they can have their opinion and I can have mine. But they often attack conservative opinions. I mean, it's probably deserved because a lot of the conservatives attack their position on things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a screwed up society where everyone's like, oh, I hate these people because they have a different viewpoint than mine. And then I'm like, well, who's in the right? No one's in the right anymore because they just attack each other. So I'll just be in the right now. They're all dumbasses.
Dang.
Anyway, let's start the commercial.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Look up what toxic masculinity looks.
Wait, I got you.
That is.
Talk about toxic masculinity.
Talk like my body now.
Toxic. Oh, wow. I just typed the word toxic and masculinity is the first thing that shows up.
Google, thank you. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So basically, the first couple words are bullying, Me Too movement, toxic masculinity. Yeah.
All right. According to drnerdlove.com.
Such a reliable source. I couldn't even think of a better one.
I know, right? It's incredible. The toxic masculinity definition is a term from social sciences that describes norms of accepted behaviors among men that are portrayed as good and natural but are in reality physically, socially, and psychologically damaging. The toxicity doesn't come from being male or masculine. Wait, what?
read the last part.
The toxicity doesn't come from being male or masculine.
Okay, so it's something different. You see, when I first thought of it, I thought it was attacking the idea of being masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, because, like, you can be a tough guy. Just don't be rude.
Yeah, don't be...
Don't be a jerk. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think there's nothing wrong with being masculine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here might be a better example or definition. It's by Urban Dictionary, though. But which might not be the most credible source. Social science term, yada, yada, yada.
It's a defined term on masculinity that has exaggerated masculine traits like being violent, unemotional, sexually aggressive, and so forth. It also suggests
I like that, the first one better, because I think that, because this one is like, this one's attacking more like the position of, you know, this is inside of all men. Whereas the first one is just kind of like, it's this idea that masculinity can be confused for something that's bad. You know what I mean? Because I feel like to be masculine, it's not a bad thing. Well, it can be a very good thing. If you're raising someone with your masculine traits and you're just bringing them up to be a man someday, I mean, I think that's fine.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But at the same time, like, I think basically, to summarize, toxic masculinity is essentially, you know, it's masculinity. However, it's not the masculine.
I don't think it's masculine at all. I think it's masculinity taken wrong.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Cinnamon.
I did what to your cinnamon?
My cinnamon bun. No, but it's not true masculinity.
It's fake masculinity.
Yeah, it's this concept of masculinity that has been warped.
It's insecure. Very few insecure men who feel the need to do crap like that.
I think we should just let the commercial play and then we can talk about it so it makes more sense to the audience.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But some.
I'm sorry, I had to stop it. When they say boys will be boys and boys will be boys. They're fighting over like a Lego or something, I bet. Like, they're definitely. I mean, if they were truly like fighting, like fists going through people's faces, that's different. But these kids, they didn't look like they're. I mean, maybe it's just me, but. Anyway, besides that, obviously they want you to think that they're actually fighting.
Yeah, and it's just you. No, I'm just kidding.
But let me say this real quick, and then you can talk. But basically, when I think of someone saying boys will be boys, I think of a kid going outside and getting their new jeans muddy. I don't think of two kids brawling and going in through all-out fights. You know what I mean? Like, even then, it's still a little bit different because they're just kids. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm part of the problem or something, but I don't think of two kids like actually hating each other. I think of maybe two brothers duking it out, or maybe just a kid going out and getting his jeans muddy, and then he walks in, and his mom's like, "How dare you get your new $30 jeans muddy?" And then his dad would be like, "Yeah, he's just being a boy. He's just being a kid."
All right, I see.
It's not what they. It's like they're saying that these kids will grow up to be sexual assault.
Well, I see what you're saying, and when you think boys will be boys, you know, it's not necessarily, oh, these guys are fighting each other, but the point that they're trying to get across is that, you know, they're saying that
it's ingrained in society that that's acceptable.
Yeah, boys messing around and fighting when actually, you know, obviously when you were describing it, it's like it just looks like they're fighting over a Lego or something, you know, they're just messing around, they're not actually fighting when it's meant to be taken as they're fighting. Like, they're actually, you know, they got upset at each other. And obviously, it's little kids getting upset at each other. And it's, you know, it's nothing like, oh, man, you know. It's nothing super bad, I guess. Super bad isn't really a good phrase, but you know what I mean.
I don't see how any of the people saying boys will be boys, or even the kids that are fighting, I don't see how any of them are in the wrong.
The boys, wait, hold on. You gonna say that again?
There's like 20 men standing behind a grill saying boys will be boys and the boys will be boys and stuff like that. I don't see how they're in the wrong. Those kids, what are the chances that those kids are actually going to grow up to be sexual assaulters or whatever it's called?
I don't think that's necessarily implied, but what it is implying is that, you know, they're fighting each other and, you know, oh, I keep saying, you know.
You know.
You know what I mean when
Canadian
they're fighting.
Over here, you know.
Oh my gosh. They're fighting each other, and we shouldn't be allowing them to fight and say, oh, you know, they're just being them. You obviously play fighting, sure, that's allowable, but when you're fighting, you know, you don't want to raise your kid to become that way.
Oh, yeah, but, I don't know.
It depends on the way you take the commercial. It can be taken from different perspectives, but yeah.
I've never personally seen two kids just, like, complete fighting, and then adults just looking at them like, $20 on Jimmy. Like, I've never seen...
$20 on Jimmy.
Like, come on.
Yo, I got 30 for George.
Do you think they'll be done before these sausages?
I got 10 bucks for 5 minutes.
Even today, that phrase has a magical ring to it.
What?
Wait, what?
I clicked on another video and a PragerU ad came up.
That phrase is magic.
Oh, man, what is this podcast?
Oh, no, it's toxic masculinity.
I have to find... Okay, here we go. I'm going to play more.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and...
By the way, Anna Kasparian from The Young Turks, that's what she is. Obviously, you can't tell her personality by looking at her, but just thought I'd give you a face to the name.
Mm-hmm.
She Thank has you. Said some stupid things that I disagree with. That doesn't make her inherently dumb, but I just completely disagree, and sometimes... Oh, my goodness. She said one time she was... Oh, one time she was like, people shouldn't be fat shaming. And then there's another clip of her saying, get off the stage, you fat fudge. But she didn't say fudge, she said the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, hypocrite. Come on, man.
Hypocrite.
And then there's another clip of her saying that women who voted for Donald Trump are complete dummies. Like, dumbasses who, you know, they're completely idiots. Because... I don't even know why she said it. She had a reason for it, but it's just so dumb. It's like, can you hear yourself talk? Can you hear how, oh, someone voted against you? Now you're calling them an idiot? Like,
they don't heed their own words, essentially.
It's like, yeah, my goodness. Like, and they use her for this.
Continue.
Sexual harassment.
Once, but she says toxic.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing.
I just want to point out, they're shooting like a video or something. They have a pretty expensive camera. They might be shooting like a music video or something. I mean, maybe he shouldn't have said sweetie, but besides that, context matters. What if they're shooting a music video and they need that for, you know, whatever? You know what I mean? Like, the people making this video told those women to act sexy and then be like offended that the guy said this right afterwards. So like, context matters. What if they're shooting like a video? Whoever said that, they're, you know what I mean?
Like, wait on. So in this scenario, you're saying like they're supposed to be acting that way, and then just some guy comes out of nowhere and
is no, like they were shooting like a video. It looked like they have a really big expensive camera. It looks like those girls were hired to be in the video, music video, whatever kind of video they're making, and that's what it looks like to me. But context matters.
I think the context that they're trying to provide is that they are watching something happen. Not that it's a video, but like, this woman's just walking by, going about her day.
Well, no, they're by a pool, and then they're in bikinis, and then the guy's holding like a huge, expensive camera, like huge, like, oh, bigger.
Let me
than...
see this video.
Because... back it up.
We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come see?
On. That's a big to say camera. The right thing. It looks like they're shooting like a music video. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have said sweetie or whatever, depending on how you think of things. It sounded kind of strange coming out of how he said it, but like...
Also, it depends if they knew each other, too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I think the context...
Maybe
the...
I'm part of the problem, but I think
context... I'm part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem, my guys. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? But context matters. Let me just point that out. Maybe I'll just put it in their context for this video, because obviously... they wouldn't be showing the wrong context. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be showing the right context for that happening.
To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are.
Some?
Some.
Just some. There's a minority of men that are actually good, and everyone else is inherently bad.
I won't say inherently bad, but I get that. Think about it. Think about all the kids at our school. Or just
they're
jerks.
Teenagers. They're dumbasses.
Yeah, and those teenagers grow into dumbass adults. Like,
I think they change a lot more than you think.
Think about it, though. I mean, yeah, we're in a very stupid moment, you know. But if you think about it, we can't really say much. We can't think, oh, you know, adults are good people, or they're bad people either. We haven't gotten past high school or past college yet.
But we've met people. We know people. we know enough, I think. But to say only some of them, like, it's such a huge majority of men that are bad, I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm just reading it the wrong way, but still, I feel like it's going against everything.
But at the same time, if you think about it, the like, those kids, if we're going to use them as example, yeah, they're teenagers and they act stupid a lot or jerkish. They have parents. Most of them, I'm assuming, have parents that are able to teach them what's between right and wrong. And I'm hoping that they teach them not to be a jerk, but how can they teach them not to be a jerk if they are a jerk?
I think some people just grow up to realize what was wrong with what they...
Yeah, that's true, but we can't prove that.
That's there just, we go.
Yeah.
And weighs big.
Yo, men, for everyone.
And small.
I am strong.
I have nothing against this part. It's a good part.
That was a nice heartwarming where, like, the dad's holding his little daughter and saying it. What?
It shows all these clips of, like, I am strong. And there's other guys, like, separating a fight. And then it just shows this guy running up and separating two kids fighting over a Lego.
I am strong.
I am strong. And then this dad walks up. Hey, that's not how we treat each other. Timmy, you get the Lego. But Dad, that was my Lego. Too bad you fought for it. Like, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
It shows all these huge clips of, like, actually inspiring stuff, and then he just breaks up two boys because they're not even really doing it.
But I think that's the context that you're getting. But the context that they're trying to provide is that they're actually fighting. Like, you know, one of them did something to anger the other one, and now they're fighting. And he's trying to teach them that, hey, we don't resolve our problems by fighting about it. We resolve them through
talking. Also, in this shot, where's the thousands of grills? It's just one.
No, I'm disappointed.
How much do you think all those Weber grills cost? They're just like those little, probably, like, I don't know. Maybe they just retook the shot and just, no, they have special. Let's just bother that.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Because the boys watch.
I'm sorry, this kid, the first kid that they show that when they say that this the boys of today are watching, he is creepy as hell.
Wait, who?
Look at his face. He looks like he's from Poltergeist.
Oh, that's so mean. But
I'm sorry.
Like, I see
come
what you're,
on, dude.
He does look a bit off.
Who's the cameraman on this angle? Like, geez, tell him to put on a little smile or something. Rest of our
phone. He's just curious.
We'll be the men of tomorrow.
Where'd that Asian kid come from? We didn't see him throughout the whole thing at all. And then all of a sudden, boom, kid's there.
Let's just continue.
I'm sorry.
We're getting sidetracked. Finish the video.
Such a good video.
And it's a shaving commercial.
Yeah.
When I first watched that video, I forgot I was watching a Gillette.
And you know, maybe that's the point. Maybe it's like, hey, we don't have to be some giant inspiring company to make our point what we want to. Did I tell you this before? But I was just sitting there. I was like, I wonder if they were in a board meeting and some woman's like, what if we tackle the subject of toxic masculinity? And they're like, Becky, you're fired. That's a stupid idea. And then Chad comes up and it's like, what if we get our name out there by being controversial, by talking about toxic masculinity, and be like, Chad, you're promoted. You genius, Chad.
You did tell me that before.
Yeah, it's kind of like the IHOP thing. Like, what if this is just one of those things where it's like, let's just put this out in the news. Let them deal with it. Let them fester with it. We'll get our name out there. See what happens.
It's just a way to promote themselves, essentially, is what you're saying. They're just trying to.
I think that's a possibility. And they might actually be coming from their heart on this one. They might actually be doing that. But
it's also possible they're just like, hey, guys, look at us. We're still valid.
Yeah.
We're still cool.
We're still here, guys. You can buy pancakes at our house. Oh, pancakes.
Oh, pancakes.
Yeah.
You should hop on over.
Well, that's enough for today. I have to go punch him in the face and making a pun. No, I'm just kidding.
You got me. That was pretty fun.
That was punny.
Oh, now we really have to end it. We're too cringy now. Okay.
Okay, do we have anything else to say for this? I think we're pretty much done.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much done, too.
This is an hour-long podcast. Maybe even more.
Ooh. Is this our longest podcast?
I honestly don't know. We'll have to check.
I think so.
Probably.
All right, well, thanks for joining us.
That is the end of Kemosabe Squared. Please tune in for next week. if we do it next week. Just
don't tune in when you can.
Like, yeah, tune in. Just tune in.
We got something special next week going on, hopefully, maybe.
Probably not. So.
Probably not. We'll figure it out. We're so organized.
This is the conclusion of Kemosabe Squared. We out.